Now to a question that will resonate wherever you're listening. Should abortion be decriminalised entirely? Well, that's what the Pregnancy Advisory Service here in the UK is campaigning for, saying that abortion should be governed in line with other medical procedures through ethics and regulations rather than the criminal law. At the moment, women and doctors can face prosecution over abortions after the legal limit of 24 weeks, unless there's a substantial risk to mother or child. The position in Northern Ireland is somewhat different. Well, I've been speaking to Dr. John Wyatt. He's Emeritus Professor of Neonatal Paediatrics at University College London and has worked caring for extremely premature babies for 25 years. And also Anne Faridi, Chief Executive of the British Pregnancy Advisory Service. Why does she think that abortion should be decriminalised?
We've had some considerable discussion about what kind of abortion law we think should exist. And really, we feel that abortion should be regarded as a medical treatment and that therefore it really needs to be regulated by the medical profession and the guidelines therein, not politicians sitting in Parliament who are good at passing laws, but maybe not very good at understanding advances in medical technology and indeed the clinical decisions that doctors need to take.
So no legal limit?
I think there should not be a legal limit that is set by politicians. The reason for that is because the decisions that are really taken about whether an abortion is in a woman's best interests are best made by her and by her doctor. And the circumstances that we find ourselves in is where we may see a woman at 23 weeks and 4 days who can be treated, a woman just 4 days more advanced in her pregnancy at 24 weeks and 1 day, absolutely cannot be, regardless of whether the doctor thinks that that would be better for her.
What if a woman, though, came to her doctor at 26 weeks or 28 weeks saying, I can't have this baby, I want to have an abortion?
It is literally a case that the doctor will have to say no, unless...
But what if he doesn't have that legal backing? In other words, the force of the law to be able to say, if you're saying that it's a woman's choice and she says, I want to have this, even though you say, I can't, I'm going to have it.
Doctors are also able to say that they will not carry out procedures, that they do not think it's the right thing for them to do, and that they don't think that it's the best thing for the woman. What we're saying is that the law needs to be taken out of the framework. There would still be medical guidance. There would still be professional clinical judgment to be made. But that is for doctors and for doctors' organisations. It's not something that a politician sitting in Parliament should particularly be involved in.
Dr. Wyatt, what do you think about that?
Well, this is obviously a very painful and complex issue, and everybody's coming from a different perspective. I am coming from somebody who's been involved in caring for very sick and very premature babies for many years. And I think that law does play a role in how medicine works, that the law expresses society's commitments and concerns about the value of life. And to take it just slightly away from abortion, on a number of occasions, I've come under intense pressure from parents to do something which, in the care of a child, effectively to end the life of that baby. And I've had to say, look, this is what the law states. And if I was to agree with you, I would be in danger of ending up in the Old Bailey.
Could you, though, have given that advice without that legal backing and just say, as a doctor, I can't do this and I cannot recommend this?
I can, but it has less force because there's always the possibility, well, you're just one doctor and why should you, you know, why should your views overwhelm? And therefore, what the law says is it expresses a wider societal commitment to the value of life in this case.
And isn't that what the law does? It expresses where society feels the line should be drawn in what's acceptable in terms of abortion.
I think that we have to consider, first of all, how abortion fits in with other clinical procedures. And I think that it's almost unique in having a particular kind of law that regulates it. And I think that that's inappropriate and wrong, because I think that it means that clinical practice can't move on. We've talked about the legal time limit on abortion, and I've expressed why I think that doctors would not be under pressure to act outside of their code of ethics if there wasn't a fixed law. But so our point really is that the law is, it is a very, very fixed and immobile state. There was no abortion time limit in Scotland before 1990. Doctors did not feel under pressure. So I just think it's a bad way of regulating.
John, what about the point that this is an arbitrary limit and you can't draw an easy line in the sand and say, you know, it's fine before, but 2 days afterwards it's not fine?
I totally accept that, but I'm afraid that is the nature of law, isn't it? It's an arbitrary limit that 70 miles an hour is the speed limit. And
I mean, are you happy with the way it's set at the moment? I mean, do you think that's the right line to draw?
Well, these are very complex and controversial issues. I personally feel deeply uneasy about the small number of very late abortions which are carried out for medical reasons, and I understand why these are done. But the net effect is it does create a deep sense of confusion in some hospitals where we have side by side one area of the hospital which is committed to trying to protect and preserve the life of a tiny, pathetic little baby, and a procedure going on in another part of the hospital which is intended to end the life of the equivalent baby inside someone's womb. And those kind of issues create a sense of unease and sometimes moral distress and psychological distress.
And isn't that an argument, though, for getting rid of a limit and then just leaving it to medical practitioners to make a decision on medical grounds?
Well, again, you know, how one interprets history is controversial. My interpretation of the original Abortion Act was that the 28-week limit was taken to create some kind of division between the point at which a baby was capable of surviving outside the womb and the point at which an abortion was legal. And that was then changed to 24 weeks in the 1991 revision. I think that that principle is one that I would uphold, and that avoids this kind of moral confusion where it's possible for children to survive or otherwise to be destroyed.
That was Dr. John Wyatt of University College here in London, and I was also speaking to Anne Furady of the British Pregnancy Advisory Service. A lot to think about and chew over there, at James Menendez.